School students as young as 16 are among dozens of suspected money mules identified in a Garda operation in South Kerry. Gardaí say Operation Mullet, into the laundering of €1.3 million, has so far resulted in 32 prosecutions. The Kerryman newspaper first reported that up to 60 suspected money mules were identified, ranging in age from 16 to 20, students in the Greater Tralee area. We've been hearing about the operation from Detective Sergeant Ernie Henderson from the Divisional Crime Unit in Kerry.
The sums range from person to person and account to account. Some students would have handed over more than one account. The amounts would be up to €65,000. Was the largest one in particular that went through one account, but they mainly range in sums from 2,000 up to that 65,000. But what we're left with when we take a step back and look overall is over €1.3 million through these accounts as part of this operation in stolen money.
So when we use a term money mule, what are we talking about? What do they do? What's the process here?
So they hand over their accounts and their any sort of a bank account. So the national banks and the standard banks that we have in towns and cities across the country, and also mobile banks, including companies like Revolut and TransferWise and N26 and that are at the time were all based outside this jurisdiction. And they're just asked to hand over their details and hand over their login details, hand over their passwords in relation to these for a small reward. Generally speaking, they were in and around the region of 10 to 15% of what was loaded into the account. So that can be quite a substantial amount where you're dealing with up to, as I say, €65,000 in one particular incident.
And the accounts are used for perpetrating fraud of various kinds, for laundering money?
Yes. So, as I said, it's mainly coming from phishing and smishing scams that are obviously well documented to date in the media about getting text messages from purporting to be from banks and purporting to be from other persons close to you, like parents and things like that, looking for you to hand over money to these accounts. And then the invoice redirects were obviously companies got forged or false invoices from companies purporting to be an invoice to pay the money into a different account than was originally meant to be, you know. So it's redirected to a different account.
Right. I mean, the consequences of this can be quite serious for the young people involved. It can lead to a criminal conviction.
Yeah, and that's where the warning today really comes from. It really, we're trying to drive home the message that these convictions are under the Money Laundering and Terrorist Act of 2010. So, I mean, any company or say, if you're looking for J-1 visas and that, any Homeland Security or any of them that look and see that a person has a conviction under that Money Laundering and Terrorist Defence Act, I mean, they're just not simply going to get any sort of visa to go to another country. And any potential jobs that they would be applying for, it would be a big red flag, I presume, to a lot of companies to employ someone with that sort of a conviction, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose the particular danger here lies in the herder, I think you described this individual as, because from what you're saying, this might well be somebody that they'd know, somebody they're in school with, somebody they're in college with.
Yeah, there's two types of herders. Some of them are recruiting people online with regards from Instagram and from Snapchat and TikTok and all these things. They're recruiting people to make easy money and to pass on your details that way. In this particular operation, it was a person who was known to them and living in the community here. Now, that matter is still currently under investigation for him, but we're looking at, obviously, people as you go higher up this sort of ladder of things, and where you're looking at herders and loaders and people like that, there you're looking at organised crime legislation to deal with these as well, which, you know, for a county such as Kerry is kind of groundbreaking, and we don't have a whole lot of crime gang investigations based in the county, you know.
So presumably your advice to young people who have a bank account to their parents is if an approach of this sort is made where someone's asking for access to your account, the use of your account in return for some kind of payment, the alarm bells should go off.
Yeah, the alarm bells should go off, and obviously, as an organisation, and as a we're looking for them to not hand over any details of their bank accounts to any other person. And if they do, if they find themselves either pressurised from peer pressure or otherwise from colleagues or anything like that, just don't give them the login details. Don't give them the password. If they do end up having to give them bank cards, or if they do end up kind of, I'll say, with school students particularly and that, under the pressures to give over their accounts for any reason, just don't give passwords or change passwords.
I mean,
if that happens, Brian, what that means is while the money could still go into their account, it just can't be accessed by this crime gang.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you concerned that in some cases young people are being pressurised, forced, bullied, intimidated into this?
Look, I'm not saying it hasn't happened. It didn't happen in this investigation, but in other sort of say one-off investigations, it has been known to happen. Mm. But it's not the case for this particular operation, Brian. These were all people who willingly handed over their details to this person.
All right. Well, that's very interesting. And just before I let you go, how many have been brought to court and convicted at this stage?
Yeah. So some were juveniles at the time and have had the benefit of the juvenile diversion program. But there's about, I think, as far as my knowledge is, there's 32 of the 50-odd that are in the Kerry area, that are in the Greater Tralee area, that have been prosecuted. So that's between the district court and the circuit court. And they've been dealt with in various different ways. And there's a number of them that are currently still before the court awaiting sentence.
And you're also launching a new information campaign.
There is a campaign being run in Kerry at the moment with Chapter 23 Credit Unions, which is the credit unions based in Mid and North Kerry, South Kerry. And they're going into schools and they're giving talks. And what they've actually done is they've recorded two of our convicted persons involved in this operation who have been convicted of money laundering offences and have done pre-recorded interviews with them to present to schools, to show schools that these are people that have been affected by it and their experiences of it. You know, so it's a campaign that's running. It's due to start running in the next week or two within Kerry, within alliance with the local credit unions here.
And that's Detective Sergeant Ernie Henderson from the Divisional Crime Unit in Kerry.